leave it alone.
Aye.
But I think, because I think Harrison Ford just plays himself in this.
Definitely.
And Indiana Jones. It's just that nonchalant attitude, aye, you know what I mean?
However, what I will say, in the defense of Indiana Jones, The Last Crusade, when River Phoenix plays the young Indiana, right at the start of the movie, he's fucking bang on. It's like a young Harrison Ford, but obviously we never got to see any more of that because of his untimely demise at the Rainbow Rooms with Johnny Depp.
Oh, there you go. I've just tippled again there. The fucking, we called the dog Indiana.
Aye, that's what I was meaning earlier on there.
Oh, Jesus. Oh.
You were named after the dog? I got a lot of fond memories of that dog.
Yeah, well, obviously, they agree for this big price because Han Solo owes money to Jabba the Hutt, didn't he?
Aye.
This big gangster. And I know you're waiting to. I'm just trying to postpone this.
No, I've thought of something we missed. Before they sit down with Chewie and Han, the Cantina Band play another tune. It's obviously an absolute banger because every cunt goes,
Oh, that's the Tatooine version of fucking Mr. Brightside.
Or Human.
Oh, I forgot to say it all. You know how the actor that plays Darth Vader and the actor that played Chewbacca?
Uh-huh.
The two of them go to pick their characters.
Really?
The two of them were that tall. They says, you can play whatever character you want. And they obviously picked whoever.
There we go.
The guy that picked Darth Vader because he's like, oh, people always remember the villain.
David Prowse. I was right. He made a fucking right good living off it as well.
Definitely.
It was also the Green Cross Code Man on the telly for Great Britain.
That's how it was advertised in Britain. See this film? It was Alec Guinness and the man from the Green Cross. Yeah, fucking hell. But, aye. So, they agree the price on that. Yeah, Obi-Wan and Luke leave. And Han goes to leave, but he says to Chewie to go and get the ship ready. And the next thing, your man there.
Jabba Daddy Han Solo. Reno, just coming to see your boss.
Oh, fucking amazing. And then this meeting, talking about how he owes Jabba the Hutt so much money and stuff, and Han's telling him how he's going to get the money. And then it came down to this big debate, who shot first? Which...
That's quite funny, man. It says, fucking, even I get bored sometimes. Jabba wa ninchiwa.
Oh, fucking hell, man.
It basically says to him, fucking, look, give me Jabba's money and I might forget I seen you. And he's like, I don't have it with me, fuck's sake.
Aye.
We'll take you to Jabba. Maybe I'll just take your ship. I ain't bother. Over my dead body.
Then aye, boom, boom. But, I mean, I don't know if it's been edited now, but it looks to me like the Han shoots first.
No. Greedo definitely shoots first and fucking misses him for half a foot.
Oh, but I think that's how it's been edited.
Right, he should have.
Because there's a lot of debate about that scene now, apparently.
He should never have got a shot half at all.
True.
But, really never should have.
But maybe that's what it is. Maybe he didn't get a shot half at all and I've edited the shot in.
Aye, which makes no bloody sense to me, but as else it's just a little reaction to him getting shot and he's pulled the trigger kind of thing.
But that's that was the thing as well with Harrison Ford. He was barred for auditioning for the part of Han Solo, but he was in on the screen tests. So see when people were coming in to be Han Solo, he was reading the lines of the other person. And that's when George Lucas went, nah, it's you.
Aye.
And gave him the part.
So, shoots Greedo. Sorry about the mess. Flings the barman some stuff. Credits or whatever. And then we see that the Death Star set the sat-nav for Alderaan.
That's it. Aye, because obviously Princess Leia isn't going to break under interrogation. So, they're going to give the kind of an ultimatum into it. Tell us where the rebels are or your planet's getting it.
Aye. And then quite swiftly back to the hangar. And then we've got the remastered bit with Jabba in it, haven't we?
Aye. See, I don't remember seeing that to begin with. I think that's like an added scene.
It is.
Aye.
They added it when they brought the original trilogy back out when they done the prequels, and they've added that in along with the other kind of CGI bits and all that.
Aye.
There's a good actually behind the scenes of that with him doing that scene, and it's a guy. Jabba was meant to be a guy.
Aye.
So he was a gangster guy, but they decided to fucking CGI the big
fat
fucking worm thing that we see in a new.
Aye.
Stones on his tail and all that, didn't he?
Aye. Because seeing as well, I was like, I can't remember seeing Boba Fett and all
Boba Fett. Aye.
You know what I mean? But obviously, then he tells him, aye, you owe me the money, such and such. Aye, I'll get your money. And he's like, oh, this is your last chance. If you don't get the money, I'm putting a bounty on you.
Aye.
You know we'll be hiding anywhere.
With a bounty on your head so big, you know, that kind of stuff.
Aye. And then obviously, Luke and Obi-Wan arrived, didn't they?
What a piece of junk.
I actually wrote that down. What a piece of junk. Oh, okay.
Might not look like much, kid, but she got it where it counts. But we're in a bit of a hurry, so we'd like to get on board. You can see his nail off for droids and all, can't you?
Oh, definitely, aye. Fucking
hello, sir.
Aye. Get on, mate. And then obviously, there's been a wee spy following them, hasn't
he? I'd have been grasped this time by the anteater with the goggles.
Oh, this is the first time as well that you see Steven Chewbacca goes to get the Falcon ready.
Uh-huh.
You see the wee metal dice as they come
down. Aye, hanging. The cop. Aye.
Whereas I had never seen them before because I didn't know what the big deal was. When
no, you're the damn earlier. I only started looking for them after I watched Solo.
But
and then last night they really caught my eye because they did hit the light, didn't they?
Aye. But there's a story behind that as well. One of the set producers put it in the Falcon as a nod towards American Graffiti. Because
his first film.
Han Solo apparently had dice hanging up in his car. But it was a mistake. It was Ron Howard's car the dice were hanging up in. But that's the whole reason for it.
Aye. Never seen that film.
No.
Nah.
It's on Netflix. I keep going to watch it, but I keep falling asleep.
I'll do it one day. So they've been grassed. The stormtroopers come in. They've a wee to and fro with the guns.
Yep.
Excuse me. And they blast out a Mos Eisley and into orbit. And they stick the coordinates into the Navi computer to make the jump to light speed. So they need to load fucking light speed into the fucking Millennium Falcon.
And the whole time they're getting chased by a Star Destroyer, aren't they?
Aye.
Just, don't worry, kid, we'll lose them. I know some manoeuvres. Well, it's fucking space.
I know you're getting chased by a Derry Lee triangle, man. I know some manoeuvres. How about, put the brakes on and go behind it? There's a manoeuvre for you.
Again, back to that Family Guy. He's lazily to the left. Boy, this guy knows some manoeuvres.
Oh, brilliant, man. Oh, they got this film so perfect, man. That aye. Fucking Family Guy, man. They really did. So,
obviously, they eventually escape from them, didn't they? They get to light speed and they take off the Alderaan. But meanwhile, cuts back to the Death Star with Tarkin and Princess Leia. And she's giving him absolute dog's abuse. It's like, you smelly bastard.
Having a talk. I expected you to be holding Vader's leash. Charming to the last. In a way, you've determined how we're going to demonstrate the great power of this Death Star. And I always fucking laugh at myself because I keep thinking you're going to hear the Death Star sat nav going, you have arrived at your destination. So they gave an ultimatum, didn't they, mate?
Aye. Obviously, they've moved the Death Star to Alderaan, which is her home planet. And Tarkin says to her, you either give us the location of your rebel base or we will blow up your planet. Obviously, Leia, it's obviously two moves ahead of them, knows what they're going to be up to. So she tells them another planet.
Mm-hmm.
But Tarkin, being the evil bastard that he is, decides he's going to blow it up anyway, and which he does.
You may fire when ready. What?
They just these two guys stoning next to this fucking big beam of this destroying fucking planet, destroying abilities, you know what I mean? And they're just stoning there like that.
I know. Oh. This is the one I know where Family Guy made a wee reference to the fact that there's no railing there. We'll get some railings in here.
Oh, fucking. Obviously, he blows up the Alderaan planet, didn't he? And they start manoeuvring to where she's told them the rebel base is.
Aye, down to mean.
Aye. But in this time, it cuts back to the Millennium Falcon, doesn't it? And Luke's getting trained in the ways of the Force.
Aye. Obi-Wan takes Jakey leg syndrome.
Aye.
The minute Alderaan's blown up.
Aye.
What's the matter?
Aye, if he was the Force, didn't he?
Aye.
Millions of voices cried out in terror.
And then suddenly we're silenced. Get on with your exercises. So Luke's obviously doing the wee remotes flying about hitting them with lasers, and he's fucking, you know what I mean?
Aye.
Rebounding them.
The floating ball with lasers.
So.
But a whole time, and the droids are playing Chewbacca at this mad chess game.
Crying about it won't help you. He made a fair move.
Then fuck about is it? The hand tells him. Nobody complains about a droid winning, but a droid don't rip people's arms out of their sockets.
Aye.
No tactic, Artu. Let the Wookiee win. Aye.
Fucking Chewie, man, combing his hair.
Not that bad lip ribbon thing I sent you last night.
Aye.
Hey! What's up, Papa Jack?
Oh, brilliant, mate. Absolutely brilliant. You were right, I know you do need that every now and again, that fucking, just to watch that, man.
Fucking amazing. Anybody who's not seen that, go and get it watched. Star Wars bad lip ringing. Oh.
Amazing. Go and see Yoda's fucking songs and all, man.
Oh, mate, amazing. But again,
you on the head with my stick, with my stick.
Got hit in the neck with a heck of a heck. Where'd it come from?
Anyway, so Luke's getting fucking get lasered with his toy. And then
Han Solo, he's saying to him, he doesn't believe in the Force, not that he's been places. And then it's just to see the golly look. You don't believe in the Force, do you?
I know. But
you thought about your wee dick. You know what I mean?
I know, you're waiting in hand turning going, eh? So Obi suggests them putting on the fucking the helmet with the blast shield done. And then Luke feels that he has to explain it to us, the audience. What will happen if he puts the helmet on? With the blast shield down, I can't even see. How am I supposed to fight? That's a good point there out there, Luke. I don't know why the fucking helmet's got a blast shield on it anyway.
I know, I was thinking that. Who the fuck invented that helmet?
We're going to be flying towards the sun. Let's just know Luke.
But obviously, he's in touch with the Force and he deflects the shots with the blast shield.
I call it luck.
Aye.
In my experience, there's no such thing as luck. And then, obviously, sat nav on the Millennium again.
You've arrived at your destination. And it cuts back to the Death Star, doesn't it? And there's a wee general guy telling Tarkin that there was evidence it was a base, but no used anymore. And obviously, she lied.
Lied. She lied to us. But Vader fucking knew.
Rented by it.
Aye, how dare she? But terminate her immediately.
And then it cuts back to the Millennium Falcon. And they think they've shown up in some sort of minefield, didn't they?
They just drop into Alderaan and it's alarms going off and all that. It's just meteors coming towards them. Then Han reveals to them that no more Alderaan. It's been blown away.
Aye, exactly.
And then a wee TIE fighter comes in, doesn't it?
A TIE fighter. And I often wondered how they call this a TIE fighter. Like, was that some guy didn't like Thailand or something? But it turns out it means twin ion engines or something.
Of course it does.
Aye. This whole time I've been putting T-A-I, Thai. I was like, they fully him because they're saying a ship that size couldn't have made it out here alone, sort of thing.
Aye. And they're chasing this wee TIE fighter to try and shut it up before it spills the beans. Aye. And they see it. Look, it's heading for that small moon. That's no moon. It's a space station.
Oh, fucking.
What? It's too big to be a space station.
And that's obviously the closer they get.
Aye. Yeah. Turn the ship around.
But they're caught in the tractor beam, aren't they?
See, man, oh man, fucking Chewie's got too much hair in his ears. Just hands like that. Chewie lacking the auxiliary power. Then fucking 30 seconds later, Chewie lacking the auxiliary power. So fucking, they're getting, by this time, the canic turn around, they're caught in the tractor beam, and they're fucking, they're at this small moon in about fucking a minute, you know what I mean? It was a small moon that size, and then fucking, before you know it, it's having to shut the engines down and let it just take them on board, didn't they?
Aye. The next thing they're in the hangar, as they pull in, Vader. They've searched on board and all that and they can't find anybody, but the next thing, just this mad acting again, Vader, he looks up, haven't heard this sauce since. And it turns away.
Walks away.
Aye, just swing that cape run.
Since what, mate?
Aye, fucking, oh.
Haven't felt this way since. Ofsky. So they decide to get a scanning crew on the ship, and all that. I want you to search every inch of this ship, and all that. So the two guys turn up with a scanning on a trolley, but lift it off the fucking trolley to take it up the ramp. See, they're pushing it up the ramp on the trolley.
No. Technology is advanced, but the humans are still stupid, mate.
Aye. But this time we've known that the but heroes have been hiding under the flare in the spaceship. So the two scanners have been up the ramp, get knocked out, then Han puts on the voice, didn't he?
Aye.
Hey, give us a hand up here.
And it's all a ploy, isn't it? You get a couple of disguises. And it's like, I mean, but see when they're in there to begin with, that hangar's full of soldiers, not that right?
Aye.
Then bang, bang with the blasters. Nobody hears it.
No, nobody hears it. And again, for such a kind of the way we're looking at it, it's like a dictatorship, it's like Nazism, it's like a superpower. Security is fucking lax, isn't it?
Oh, terrible, mate. Terrible.
The two guys guarding the ramp have ran on and get shot. Nobody's went to see, or as you say, nobody's heard it. And then the wee guy in the control room is TK421, why did you at your post? TK421. He comes out and does the.
I've broke my Bluetooth there.
Bluetooth connection lost. It's fucking. Oh, wait, man.
Aye, so he goes to leave the control centre, doesn't he?
Aye, we've got a bad transmitter. I'm going to take a look because maintenance are fucking too busy, obviously.
Aye, definitely. And obviously, the next thing, Chewbacca's. Aye, fucking pimp slapped.
Pimp slapped.
Hairy side of the horn.
Like Chewbacca Huggy Bear.
Aye, fucking. But the next thing, they take control of the control room, didn't they? Which is part of the plan. And Obi-Wan.
They find out where
the tractor
beam unit is to touchdown. Shut down the tractor beam.
Touchdown! Big Water Bendis. Boy!
Ben's first tackle. I'll do that. I'll do tractor beam.
So their plan is he's going to turn up a tractor beam and they're going to hang about and wait on him coming back.
But then we are two pipes up.
The princess is on board as well. And that's where Luke goes, we need to rescue her. And it's just, you see, again, you just see Han's attitude. Aye. I'm not moving. This is, and it's like, oh, but there might be a reward. And it's like, a reward, you say?
Go on. Because it goes, but they're going to kill her. Better her than me. She's rich.
And you hear Chewbacca, no?
I know. How rich? Well, more wealth than you could imagine. I don't know. I can imagine quite a bit. You'll get it. I better. What's your plan, kid? So the plan is to fucking lead Chewie down to the detention center under the guise that he's a prisoner for they to. It's funny when he goes to put the binders on him. Okay, I'm going to put these on you. Okay, Chewie, I think I know what he's got in mind.
And I'm fucking walking through the place, and then that wee robot's coming up, and he just and then fucking whoop, backs up and fucks off.
The wee black box reveals it's like a fucking an imperial puppy. You know what I mean? Shakes itself and goes away towards the blast doors where there's a fucking step, but it's not going to get through anyway.
Definitely, man.
And then they do a Chris Ness when they're going to the lift. You can't see a thing in this helmet.
But that was the scripted writer. Mark Hamill thought the camera had stopped rolling when he said it.
Oh, really?
Well, apparently, I don't know if it's true, but...
See, when he does say it, right, there's nobody in earshot. Han feels the need to go and get the next guy's pass and go, oh, here. You know what I mean?
Fucking all that. What's he like?
And you notice that all the Imperial kind of general ones with the wee BB hats on and all that, they're all fucking ancient.
Aye, they've been there. Well, that's not the hang, because I don't know if is this still technically, all the Stormtroopers are still technically clones?
No, it's shying away for that, because there was a lot killed in the Clone Wars and Revenge of the Sith, obviously, so there's been a bit of time for Luke was born to now.
Aye, because I know the way they done it was like the only like the generals and the colonels and stuff, they were humans, but the rest of them were all like just clones. So I was wondering if that was the reason why, that they just get old. You know what I mean?
Ah, well, could well be, mate. Aye. Probably. They've all aged as badly as fucking Obi-Wan anyway, in 16 years. So they get down to the detention centre, and the guy in charge, it's a leery wee bastard, isn't he?
Aye.
Where are you taking this thing?
Aye. And he tells them prisoner transfer, fucking 1-1, whatever it is.
218, prisoner transfer from Black 1128.
Aye.
And then he goes, I don't remember such transfer nor that. It's fucking, I'll need to see your identification. So then all hell breaks loose. Shoot the guards, shoot the cameras, and then fucking the wee guy comes in on the comms, didn't he? And it's 2187. What's happening? 2187. And 2187 is Finn's Stormtrooper number, TK-2187, and Force Awakens.
Yep. You see that as well? Harrison Ford didn't learn his lines to make that scene a bit more spontaneous.
Aye.
We're all fine now. We're all fine. We're all good. How are you?
Oh, yeah, isn't it? We're going to send a squad down. Negative. We had a containment leak. Who are you? What's your identification number? Boring conversation anyway. Look, we're gonna have company.
Yeah, that's all I got. All she goes in. You're a bit sure to be a stormtrooper, aren't you? Fucking cheeky bastard.
Oh, the uniform. I'm Luke Skywalker. I'm here to rescue you. Has done it have a fucking band on it right now?
So I know that guy from the fucking cantina scene there.
Aye, pick those. I'm here with Ben Kenobi and your droid unit. We're here to rescue you. And aye, it says that. So they then get out into the kind of narrow hallway. They're pinned down and they've got no escape, you know?
No, that's it. Obviously, the stormtroopers are back at the only way out and stuff. The whole time, Leia's getting the two of them filters. Oh, this is some rescue. Fucking, and then she takes charge.
Before you done it, you might have thought, yeah, there's a way out.
Obviously, she shoots the grate on the garbage chute, didn't she?
Somebody's got to save our skins. Into the garbage chute, flyboy.
And she jumps down.
He's full of patters. He's such a fucking harlot.
Obviously, Chewbacca, he's like, oh, I don't care what you smell, get down there.
I know, poor Chewie, man, because you think you must have the sense of smell of a dog, you know what I mean?
Aye.
Seven times worse than what you are, man.
Mate, fucking amazing, man. Oh, all right, obviously, they all jumped in this shoot.
Brilliant, man. Right into the garbage disposal.
This thing's floating in space. You know what I mean?
Aye.
And obviously there's something alive in there. How the fuck did they get in there?
No else is floating. Metal in the fucking water.
Aye.
All the metal trunk and all that. That's all floating as well. But when Han finally comes down, goes, what a great idea. What an interesting smell you've discovered. But like you say, Luke says, there's something alive in here. Just brushes past his leg, doesn't it?
Aye. Fucking the next thing. I had to hear it first, didn't they? And Han goes to shoot the door in it and this fucking laser bounces off. And it's magnetised.
What are we tied to? It's magnetically sealed. Used to it. They're shouting at one and all that. But then Luke gets dragged in by the fucking the eye worm monster or whatever the fuck it is, man. Aye. The garbage dweller.
I think that's a weird under this.
They're all looking for him. All moving this heavy metal out the way that's floating on the water.
Aye.
Look. He gets up for a wee bit of air. He goes, will you blast it? Where? Anywhere. It drags him back down again.
Aye.
And by all intents and purposes, it was done in.
Aye.
Until the monster recognises the fucking noise.
Aye. And decides to release him in it. Aye. He comes out for this bindrous.
So the monster is obviously well aware that when he hears this fucking mechanism starting, that the walls are going to close in and crush the garbage, and he's obviously got an escape route. And that's exactly what's happening. The walls start closing in.
Well, just before that, you hear this line that now that ends up in majority of the Star Wars films, said by Han. I've got a bad feeling about this.
You do, and obviously, mate.
The walls start closing in, don't they?
Aye. In between times, it's flashback to the control room. Aye. Stormtroopers have got in. You just hear a wee tapping, which is quite clever on C-3PO's part. Aye. And he's tapping as if he's been locked in a wee room and says, oh, they're madmen. They're on the way to fucking somewhere. If you catch them, you might catch... If you go there, you might catch them. And he's got the comms turned off, but hasn't he?
Aye. Aye, then they decide, oh, they must have been captured or something. Let's find out where they are. And they've got these wee port things that R2-D2, it's just every film, just the appropriate height.
Aye.
Just to get in there, know what I mean?
Aye. His USB gets in every fucking hole.
What? Shagger!
R2-D2, Shagger.
Aye.
Just call me Shagger-D2. So Luke's trying to get 3PO in the comms, and you hear him saying like the same line twice because it's been used twice. Where could he be? Rebeal, where could he be? And then C-3PO even says it. Where could they be?
Arthur says to him, I turn on the comm links. Fucking, that's how they find it. Oh, he's in the trash compactor. Shut it down. And fucking, obviously, they're getting crushed. But see, if you ever notice.
Shut them all down.
See, if you ever notice at all. See, with Chewbacca's pushing the wall back.
Ah.
Yeah, actually
stops him a bit, didn't it?
Come on,
they
fuck you.
Stops for about a second, man. But anyway, the R2 eventually shuts it down, and when they all scream with delight, 3PO, oh, the dying R2.
Screams.
It's all my fault. We're okay.
Anyway, and then it cuts back to Kenobi, doesn't it? He's spun this switch for the tractor beam.
Again, another vital access point that doesn't have a railing run about it.
Aye. And then these two stormtroopers sitting talking. Oh, this is, I tried to put in a holiday for yesterday and he didn't give it the bastard.
What was that? That's nothing. That always makes me think the other stormtrooper heard that an awe, but decided it was fuck awe. What was that? That's nothing. Tell me where about your holidays you never got there. Emperor? Oh, bastard. Aye. That's no ham. Is that Tarkin, cunt? Sam, he's worth a watching. You need to email Tarkin, and then he puts it on the rota. Radar's in charge of the Death Star Finch. You put him in the Death Star Finch.
Oh, fucking brilliant.
No, no Mitre Finch. Death Star Finch.
It cuts back to our heroes, doesn't it? They're just out of garbage shooting. Han and Leia are having a bit of verbal, aren't they?
Aye.
The budding of a beautiful relationship.
Aye. It keeps fucking being dead patronizing. Look, your worshipfulness. I'm not in here for you. I'm not in here for the glory. I'm in here for the money. I expect to be well paid. Aye. And that's when you close up on fucking Carrie Fisher's freshly lip glossed lips, because they're always smacking all the time between scenes.
Aye. Fucking
money's all that you seek. That's what you receive.
Then she gives pure tree purples at all. Get this walking carpet out of my way. And the fucking big man's like,
brilliant, man. So Obi's turned off a tractor beam. And Luke and the crew decide to head up to the hangar bay to get the ship, but then the stormtroopers come across him, didn't they? And then Han just does a fucking mad brain move to just chase them.
Come on,
get to the ship, I'll catch up with you.
He's chasing them around this fucking corner, isn't he? And they run right into a fucking platoon of stormtroopers.
Aye.
So the scream goes for
Stokes deep in his tracks, shoots one, then about turns. Chewie's just catching up with him, and he just starts coming another way. That was Wookiee for am I coming or am I going here? And then we have the swing scene at the bridge, didn't we?
Was it done with stunt doubles?
Swung out of the void with a wick out of a candle.
Mind, I was saying the last time, I think it was Psycho we were doing, and I was saying there's a movie scream that they always use. It's called the Wilhelm Scream. And you hear it, see when he shoots the stormtrooper, and the guy falls there, and it's, that's the Wilhelm Scream. And I think it's used in every fucking Star Wars film.
Aye.
Because I think they repopulized it. The last they used it was like 1950 or something, and then they started using it in this and made it popular again.
There you go.
Aye,
but they've came to a bridge that isn't operable, and in order they're not getting chased after stormtroopers, they shoot the controls so the doors get in. But in doing that, they've shot the controls of the bridge, then a wee windy up there, there's a couple of stormtroopers that kind of hit them. Fuck's sake, the higher ground didn't work then. Do you know what I mean? Every stormtrooper comes with a Batman utility belt. You see.
And
Luke's retained the belt.
There's many a swing to be had in the future, you see. In fact, it was a long time ago, wasn't it?
Aye. There was actually a programme, a scientific, can they do this programme? They try to recreate that swing. And it was extremely fucking hard to do. I'll find it and look into it. They had like three or four goes, and it was the fifth go they finally go to get the measurements and the textile strength and all that kind of jazz. But that's beside the point. Luke makes the grappler, swings it about. Leia gives him the fucking kiss.
Oh, bit of incest.
Game for all the family. Incest.
That's another thing. See, this whole thing, she eventually knows that that's her brother. Spoiler alert. How does she know that? Does she know that Luke Skywalker was her brother? The name Skywalker is her name. See, when he goes into the cell and she goes, "Oh, you're a bit short to be a stormtrooper," he takes his helmet off and he goes, "I'm Luke Skywalker. I'm here to rescue you."
I know. I always thought Organa maybe would have told her, but then again, he was protecting her as well for the truth, wasn't he? He was protecting her for her father as well. So, aye, because when she eventually gets told, when he eventually tells her, is it an Empire or Jedi? I can't remember. She just says, "I know. Somehow I know."
No, I was just wondering, because I was just thinking then, did she know then that I was his brother? Well, that was her brother, when he says, "I'm Luke Skywalker, I'm here to rescue you."
Aye. The Force never fucking Made her feel fucking queasy about winching them anyway.
Aye.
But, they swing out of the bridge and they make their escape and they head to the hangar with the rest of them. But by this time, cut back to old Ben.
Aye. He bumps into his old Padawan, doesn't he?
Aye, just stunning. Just stunning waiting for him with his saber it.
Have you seen that video or not? It's like the updated lightsaber fight between the two. Tremendous, isn't it?
Aye. But I have put in here for original. I mean, we've been spoiled with lightsaber battles, especially Revenge of the Sith, which is still my favourite, between Anakin and Obi. But this lightsaber battle is just a... Old Ben makes the first move and it's...
but you get a bit of the old backstory as well, don't you? Yeah. The last... Well, was it Vader says to him, when you left me, I was but the...
Apprentice. Now I am the master. Only the master of evil doth.
If you strike me down, I will become more powerful than you can ever admit.
Your powers are weak, old man. So they're hab at it, and the stormtroopers that are guarding the Millennium Falcon see this happening, decide, more air troops, when we're going to see this.
It causes a distraction, which I wonder if that was Kenobi's plan all along. Because he would know
that. The eyes.
Aye. Maybe that's why he volunteered to do the tractor beam thing.
I've just realised I've wrote there for the lightsaber battle, Poofy first strike.
As they're running away, they go to watch the fight, the stormtroopers and that, and Luke and Cole run onto the Falcon, but Luke sees Ben fighting, doesn't he? And goes to have a wee look himself. And then in that moment...
It just says Ben dead quietly. But Ben's obviously heard this with his fucking Jedi ears. Just looks at Luke, then looks at Vader.
Aye.
Just stuns.
Aye. Smiles and stuns, doesn't he?
Aye. Let's Vader fucking do him in.
Aye.
No!
Aye.
And he instantly turns to the Force, man.
Aye. The old... Well, which, again, becomes another thing, doesn't it? You see it with Yoda, and then obviously later on, Luke. But in that time as well, he hears Obi-Wan's voice telling him to run, didn't he?
Run, Luke, run. Aye, that's right, mate. Aye, that's... Instantly turned to the Force, man. But that's just because he's had the training way back in fucking Revenge of the Sith, because that's what Yoda's gave him today. While he's looking after Luke, I've got, training for you I have. And he tells him about how Qui-Gon's get back in touch with him through the old Jedi stuff.
They escape the Death Star hangar, didn't they?
Blast the door, kid! Big Darth still walking towards it. He's obviously forgotten how to get through a blast door with a lightsaber since fucking Phantom Menace.
They're escaping the Death Star, but they need to hoard up, sort of thing, didn't they? The light speed charges up.
Aye.
Yeah, and then in this time they've released Merida TIE fighters that are not from Thailand. Means twin iron engine. But at the same time, you see, look, he's in mourning old Ben, isn't he? Which again, I don't know.
He's only known him fucking half a day, isn't he?
Aye, that's what I mean. And he's like, old Ben, that old freaky homeless guy he fought like half an hour ago.
That strange old hermit.
His name, oh my feather.
Ben was a great man. So, how the fuck do you know he's a great man? All you know was his fucking apprentice killed your dad. As far as he told you. Blasted Orca, they're up in space. He's fucking sad as fuck. And then enemy fighters coming in, ain't there? Come on, it's not over yet.
And they jump into these wee guns.
They go to the same set of ladders. One goes up, one goes down. And gravity doesn't play a part. And they find the best gaming chairs 1977 had to offer.
Yeah. But see that at all? That must have been fucking horrendous. See, try to shoot in the fucking things.
Uh-huh.
they were just getting swung about left and right. And fucking, you'd have probably hit a button and shot something out. You're like, what the fuck's going on?
I know. Did you get the TIE fighters? I did, aye, but the fucking pain in my neck, I tell you. I need to go lie down here.
Oh my neck.
So after the triumphant escape, and obviously the demise of Ben, which is, we've got the TIE fight, fucking four TIE fighters. This whole Death Star sends four fucking TIE fighters against them. But it brings them back to a wee bit of jovial camaraderie when they do them in. And that's it, we did it.
I was just thinking that and all. Oh, what a laugh we had as we killed these four people.
I know.
I mean, yes. Oh, fucking.
Brilliant, man.
I just thought that at all. Oh, I nonchalant, just blowing guys up in space.
Oh, so they get, aye, exactly, mate. Yeah, hey. So they fucking, they get out of there and they're on their way to the rebel base.
Aye.
And it cuts back to Tarkin and Vader. And we find out that Vader's put a homing beacon on the Millennium Falcon.
Yep.
And then Tarkin, who doesn't think twice about blowing up planets, fucking at the drop of a whim, then reminds Vader, this is awful risky, putting a homing beacon on a fucking a smuggler ship. I'm taking an awful risk here, Vader. Are you?
I know.
Are you, but?
Oh, tell you, man. You can just imagine fucking Darth Vader like that. You fucking serious?
Aye. Leia knows, didn't she?
Aye.
Says that's not a bad, because Han says, not a bad piece of rescuing, if I even do say so myself. They let us leave. They're tracking us. That's when Han starts fucking calling her sister all the time, man. Not this guy, sister.
Oh, fucking amazing. Hey. Aye, then she takes half and a half, didn't she? She's like, oh, your friend, he's quite the beast. Disappears.
Aye.
And then, what is it?
Luke says, so, what do you think about her? Well, I'm trying not to. Good. And Han's like, ah, how fucking good you, mate? I don't know. She's got a lot of spirit. Just to rile him up, isn't he?
He's like, you think a guy like me and a girl like... No.
No. It just does that a fucking Harrison Ford fucking smile. Gotcha, you little prick.
Oh, fucking brilliant, man.
So before we know it, we're at Rebel Base, aren't we?
That's it. Which I think it might be the same place in the last movie as well. Or something like that.
Aye, Rogue One. It's the same same planet as Rogue Man.
Aye.
And I wrote it down, but I can't read my own writing here. Yavin. It's on a moon, the other side of Yavin.
Aye. There you go. We just don't know what in planet's name. We know all these made up ones.
I know.
Okay, you can't even buy that knowledge.
So they arrived to the much delight. Everybody's fucking, oh, Princess Leia, we thought you were dead. And we heard about Alderaan. We feared the worst. No time for that now. No time to mourn 6 billion fucking people. We got to get this fucking R2 unit plugged in.
That's it. They decipher all these fucking Death Star plans, didn't they?
Aye. Well, we forgot today, mate. We forgot to fucking show off our Millennium Falcons when we talked about Millennium Falcon. You won't get the benefit of that on the Spotify there, but me and Christopher have just regressed to 9-year-old. By the way, I must say, mate, your backdrop is fucking tremendous, by the way.
I was hard at it there, you see.
I love it. It's like Cantina.
I've deciphered these Death Star plans, aren't they?
Yes.
And then they start creating this battle plan to destroy it.
And all the while, the Death Star's on its way into it.
That's it.
It's tracking it, and it's going to be there in half an hour. Half an hour. Let's see. But by the time the fucking squadron get in the air, it's going to be within range in like 15 fucking minutes. So they've got 15 minutes to save the bloody planet. But they have their briefing. Decide that there is a small 2-meter-wide opening that they have to get the proton torpedoes, don't they, so that the Death Star will implode.
Yep.
And
which was a big talking point back in the day, like, why would such a fucking thing exist? if you've seen Rogue One, it's explained.
It is. But before it was explained, Family Guy again picked up on it.
Aye.
Just a small thing and all that. Can we put a bit of plywood against that or something? what do you mean? Oh, can't we cover that up?
Okay, amazing.
Match Stewie Vader.
Aye.
But see the guy that's doing the briefing?
Aye.
Again, name escapes me, with a white beard.
Yep.
I think his voice is the same voice as Admiral Ackbar.
You think so?
I just listen to it again, and it's a two fighters, small enough for get photon torpedoes, and I can hear him going, "Ah, it's a trap." Same voice.
You might be right, mate. I think a lot of them are reshuffled for the films. I'm
probably right. Well, look at Warwick Davis. He's been in five different Star Wars films.
Aye, exactly.
You know what I mean?
But he's the first person to say the line, "May the Force be with you."
Who?
That guy in the briefing.
Guy with a white beard?
Yep.
No, he's not.
Aye, yes.
Oh, in that context, you mean, may the Force be with you?
Aye, that line, may the Force be with you.
Aye, because Ben says, the Force will be with you, always, doesn't he?
Aye, he never actually says the line. Nobody says the line, apart from him and Han Solo.
Aye, it says it right after him.
Aye, that's the only time that said sort of thing.
Aye. So Han's leaving at that point, and he's got his reward.
Aye.
Which must be fucking substantial because it's big massive fucking cases, man. I'm thinking now it might be Beskar Steel.
Aye, definitely. See now you said that.
All these Imperial credits and Republic credits not mean fuck all anywhere, didn't they?
Aye, definitely.
So Luke obviously tries to convince him to stay, pull at heartstrings and all that. They could do a good guy like you. Look around, you know what they're fighting for. Han's just, no, number one kiddie here. I'm off ski.
100%. Aye. Just goes back to that bad luck meeting thing. Aye, take your rewards, buy some stupid guy thing with
you. So they fell out and all that. Look after yourself, Han. Guess that's what you're best at. Aye. You wee bitch. And that's when Han says, as you said there, aye. Look, I thought it was going to scald him. May the Force be with you.
I'm just thinking it because, like, see that old commander? Obviously, he's like the oldest in the room, so he would have heard that saying. Whereas everybody else in the room wouldn't have heard it.
Aye.
Because it's an old ancient religion.
Aye, because he probably fought in the Clone Wars and all that.
Aye.
So that's it. What version did you watch last night? Was it Disney Plus?
Disney Plus.
So you've seen them. That was a cutout scene, him meeting with Biggs.
Aye.
And they've added that one as well. And Biggs' acting is fucking shocking.
Yep.
As is the guy that just appears as the third wheel.
Can you fly this thing? Aye. Oh, he's the best pilot. I didn't ask you, son.
I know. But when he says it, that sounds good enough for me.
Aye. It's like fucking big John Wayne in it.
I know.
Pilgrim.
If it wasn't a sci-fi film, there'd been a fucking American flag flat in the background, man.
Oh, 100%, man.
So they all get to their ships. R2 is getting loaded onto Luke's X-Wing. The little R2, you know, they've been throwing lad together.
And then you see Wedge, didn't we?
Yes.
Red 2, who is, if people don't know, Ewan McGregor's uncle. And then there's another thing. Him and Anthony Daniels have a mutual friend. His name's like Lee Knightley or something.
Uh-huh.
And obviously he's the favourite of Keira Knightley, isn't it? Who then becomes Padme.
Aye. By the way, who becomes Padme?
I can't remember his name.
No, who fucking becomes Padme? No, Keira Knightley, anyway.
Who is it then?
Who is it?
Aye. What's her name?
Natalie Portman.
I don't know. I'm going
to Natalie Portman is Padme.
Is it?
Keira Knightley is.
Oh, so I always get the two mixed up.
Pirates of the Caribbean.
Aye.
Big giant fucking myth. And someone whose films I will never be reviewing because I can't go. She actually stopped her Wayne. She actively does not let her kids watch Disney films because the hero is a man. She doesn't want her kids to grow up thinking to be dependent on men. You're talking about 1940s fucking Snow White and all that and Rapunzel, and you're like, get a life, you big mouth boot. Hello, I'm Keira Knightley. I'm actually very angry right now. Can't go on, man. Even in parts of the Caribbean, she's like, get her drink.
Get her drink.
Anyway, sorry, mate. So R2's boarded, 3PO's giving him a wee look after him, not that. Again, C-3PO showing his emotions.
Right.
Which must be prevalent now in droids. So Death Star, as I said, is approaching in 15 minutes. It'll be in range to blow up the planet. And that's when the squadrons, Gold Squadron, Red Squadron, are in the air and en route.
That's it. And the next time they start closing in on the Death Star and all these fucking cannons and all that start going off.
Aye. And Luke's a wee bit over eager. He goes in fucking did-de-o. Pull up there. You got to get cooked.
Exactly. Cuts the Darth Vader in it and he's he says, I send out TIE fighters to take them off because the rebels' crafts or something are too wee for the ion cannons to track and stuff.
Aye.
So they send out the TIE fighters.
Yep. Sorry, just waving churro at my fair in law here. I saw the TIE fighters good. You see fucking how the cutely nicknamed the one fat guy in the two squadrons, Porkins.
Oh, fat jokes, so we'd be with them.
Aye, but again, they've sent out 5 TIE fighters to deal with 2 squadrons.
Aye.
Which definitely. Again, a wee loophole. And then fucking Porkins, I can't see it! He gets blown up, man.
Aye.
Which is quite good. But
they start picking them off, didn't they?
I just start picking them off, mate. I mean, it's hard to give this bit any credence. Just talking about it, but it's a great action scene, and you can be a dick about it again and see that they've used the same cinema screens, the same runs and all that more than one time. That's fine. It's just such a speed. They're in the alcove with the fucking the trench and all that. Absolutely brilliant.
And then that's when Vader decides he's going to take out a squadron of fighters, didn't he? Explode the bombers.
Aye.
So there's some sort of plot.
I've jotted that down as the Vader posse.
And his gang.
The TIE fighter pilots are cool as fuck, look, aren't they?
Aye. Oh, I've got my name up there somewhere.
Aye. A black stormtrooper with a couple of hoses coming out the side of their helmets, man. They're fucking pretty cool.
Aye, that wee fella. You can't actually see him there.
That's the one. Excellent. Super.
I'll show you in the light, but aye.
Aye, you're all right, man. So Vader goes to join the battle. Tarkin's getting awfully cocky because he gets advised by one of his generals to leave. I've got your ship on standby. And he goes, leave? In my moment of triumph? I think not. Yeah, because he's won it.
That's his arrogance coming through, isn't it?
Aye, which actually, ultimately causes him, doesn't it? Costs him, sorry.
That's it, definitely. Obviously, Vader at this point in his wee squad of fighters, they've taken out the first bombing crew.
Aye, Gold Squadron gets fucking done in.
Aye, decimated.
Aye, so the Red Leader's en route for the hatch, where he's 2 either side of him. And again, Vader just starts picking the 2 either side of him off.
Yep.
And the wee guy's almost there. Almost there for about half an hour. Bombs away.
Shoots. But obviously, they miss on it because this computer isn't up to much cop. All the while, Luke is still hearing Kenobi's voice, isn't he?
Aye. Reach out with your feelings.
Who's the horse? Who's the horse?
Because right after missing, that hits the side and all that, the Red Leader gets taken out by fucking Vader again. You see when he gets shot? It looks like he's laughing, going to his death.
What's up?
Quite funny, man. So fucking, it's now Luke's turn. He's taking the lead. He's got fucking Wedge and Biggs either side of him. Wedge gets fucking a wee nick.
Aye.
Says, I need to pull it. And looks like he says, you can't do any more back there. Okay, sorry. Don't need to tell me yeah. twice. What happened to take the hit for the other team? Know what I mean? Sorry.
Eyes are the because right beside him, I know it's his wee pal for Tatooine in it. Is it Biggs or something?
Biggs.
Biggs. He's with him in this valley. And obviously, the next thing, Vader's back again, isn't he?
Aye.
And he pops his mate. That's it. Job's a good one.
Pops it, aye. But all the while, as you say, Obi's talking to Luke through the Force and says, let go, and all that. So Luke puts away his targeting computer and just decides to use the Force because he's been right into the Force for about 7 hours now, you know. He's nearly a grade one Jedi, the bastard.
He's a learned boy, that Luke.
But everybody sees this down at the base and stuff. Luke, what's the matter? Are you okay? You've put your targeting computer away. I'm all right. That's it.
Everybody's starting to freak.
Nobody else decides to go out to me after it. Maybe we might have put that targeter back on there.
Somebody has a shot at Luke, I know, didn't they? But it hit R2-D2. So that's wee R2. He's out of puff, I know.
Aye. I've got a fucking kind of his wee mad scream that R2 has in like every movie.
Aye.
When he gets fucking hot with something. Just like a mad wee droid scream. So he's on his own, Luke, isn't he?
It cuts back to the Death Star camera monitor sort of thing, and it's in position to fire.
Aye. So, and it all coincides, man. And just as about Vader locks onto Luke, I have you now.
Aye.
You just hear the choo choo
choo. Aye. Two of these Vader's fighters get done, didn't they?
Aye. Our hero hands come back out to help.
Fucking. He looks like a wee cowboy scream, doesn't he?
Yoo-hoo! So he hits one TIE fighter, blows it up. Next, the other one, who bangs into Vader, bangs into the wall and blows up, and then Vader spins off into outer space.
Which was a scene that was added near the end again, because they were going to have Vader killed there.
As a standalone film, you said, didn't it?
Aye, but to leave him spinning into space kind of left it open sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
But obviously with that, Han says to him, this blow this thing up, kid, and let's get home, isn't it?
That's it, mate. So just as we see our two wee black helmeted, jaggy helmeted guys powering the weapon, Han says what you just said there, and then Luke just fires his photon torpedoes into the chasm, and just as about the Death Star's about to pull the trigger, fucking Death Star blows up, man.
Aye, boom. That's it. Day saved. Everybody's jumping about. Cuddles and all this. Fucking. The good time, let the good times roll.
Aye. So the Death Star's blown up. Empire's defeated. And the film very quickly ends, doesn't it? It pans back to the kind of hangar. They all start hugging. Han shows up. I knew you'd come back to us and love us more than money. And then they all just have a moment of silence for R2 getting built after the fucking X-Wing, didn't they?
Exactly. He's lying in fucking bits. But I'll work on him. I'll try and fix him. I need what are you fucking
3PO? I'll gladly donate any of my circuits and gears.
But then the next thing you see them all fucking arms out the shoulders and all that, all walking away. Then they just cut screens into this big ceremony.
That's it. Brilliant tune. I love a tune for the ending of the day.
Did I ever send you that video? That ceremony, but they took the music away from it? No?
No.
I'll send you it.
I only send me that. That'd be quite funny.
Fucking hilarious, man. It's just see Chewbacca fucking kills me.
Oh, I look forward to seeing that. So, whatever this fucking ceremony room is, we don't know. But all the rebels are there, and it's a medal ceremony for just Han and Luke. I don't know why Chewie doesn't get a fucking medal.
Exactly. Fucking outrageous, man. Obviously, they fixed that films later, but, I mean, why? Who was the excuse?
Aye, why did anybody else that survived get a fucking medal either?
Exactly.
But they get their medal anyway. We are too. Pops it.
Nice.
All shiny. C-3PO's all shiny. Luke's got a brand new mustard yellow jacket.
Aye.
Hands wearing the same clays.
Aye, fucking. Aye.
Daddy's
aye,
getting
everybody's all smiling and happy. Aye.
The daddy's hanging out. And fucking Chewbacca's looking pissed right off because his name Edo.
It's combed his fucking fuck all.
Mm-hmm.
And I just has it just ends, doesn't it? Just cut to Big John Williams.
And that is Star Wars, man. A film that takes, looking unobjectively on it, it takes a long time starting and a short time ending, doesn't it?
Definitely, aye. It was like I say, I think it was just the way it was just going to be a standalone and they didn't have much hope behind it.
Aye. Which
is
amazing when you think it now, 45 years later, and just having the two words on anything, just putting Star Wars on anything, makes it go up 10 times in price. It's just
print money.
It's its own conglomerate in it. As you say, sorry, a license to print money. That's exactly what it is.
But,
that's why 44-year-old man has a Millennium Falcon.
I made the same to you last night that I'll get trivia that will maybe fucking blow your mind.
Go for it.
So, when Han Solo and Luke are talking on the Falcon, and they're getting chased by the Star Destroyer after Tatooine.
Aye.
Luke's giving them ship pelters, and Han Solo says to him, "Watch your mouth, kid, or you'll be floating your way home."
Uh-huh.
Robbie Williams, right, is such a big fan of Star Wars. The line, "Watch your mouth, kid, or you'll be floating home," is in a Take That song called The Flood. I swear, mate.
There was more of them than us. We were holding back the flood. Na, 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 na. That one.
No.
Oh, I love that. I fucking love that, mate.
It's just changed me, kid to son. You'll be floating your way back home, son.
I'm annoyed at that, but
oh,
kid.
I don't know. I
do it. No, brilliant. It's a good bit of trivia, that. Fucking excellent.
Yeah. That was quite fucking... No, I have to go and listen to Take That song.
Hit me with your trivia stick. Hit me. Hit me.
There you go, mate. That was Star Wars.
That was Star Wars, and that was probably the longest pod we've ever done, mate. I think we're running over 2 hours, by the way.
I was thinking that, mate, because it's fucking... There's just that much.
This may be a two-parter, I fancy.
That was me cutting back on the old fucking trivia too.
Oh, mental. Where does the time go? But listen, guys, thanks for... So what's your Star Wars rating out of 10?
Oh, I'll get a 8.2.
What?
8.2, mate.
What?
8.2.
You having a fucking giraffe?
No. It gets better for them, mate. They get better.
I know, but... Any Star Wars under a 9, apart from the last 3, man, you know what I mean? Yeah. For me, it is a 9.4.
A 9.4?
Just, even, it's more than just a movie, you know what I mean? It's fucking childhood memories and toys and...
It's a movie. Well, saying that, 8.2 is a bit... I'll get that 8.8.
Better.
Because, the next one's the fucking best one, and I'll fight anybody that fucking says different.
No, I think you're kind of on a par with... Everyone is on Wikipedia. I think we're all fucking agreement with that one. Although I've got a love for Revenge of the Sith.
I think that's one of my other mates. I think that's his favourite one. I'm not sure, but...
But that is Star Wars, folks. Thanks for sticking with us. If you've managed to make it all the way through this, whether it be watching us or listening to us, it may go into a two-parter. I'll decide in the next hour or so. And... next time out, we'll be going to do a comedy, and I've decided what we're going to do, mate. We're going to do 40-Year-Old Virgin. Starring Steve Carell, Paul Rudd, and a whole host of funny fuckers. But listen, this is going to go out on the 4th of May, so it won't be out tomorrow. And We'll see you next time around. But in the meantime, may the 4th be with you.
Yes, may the 4th be with you and have a grand day.
And action!
Disgust me. Grow up.